In this world we live in, there's runners and there's fighters. All your fists is on fighter, and I know one when I see one.
Hey, thanks again for checking out the podcast. I don't know what you're doing or why you're doing it, but I appreciate you listening. It's Scotty with the 4-Step Program. Today I have a friend, a special guest. Actually, I don't know if a lot of people know this. A lot of radio stations, they are owned by the same company, so we're all in the same building. Like our cluster, US 99, is in the same building as B96 and 104.3 Jams and WXRT, The Score, WBBM AM. So there's a bunch of really special, talented people in the building. One of my friends that I get to see all the time is Kenzie K. She does middays. That's 10 to 2 on B96. She's got such a cool story, a great energy, and she's hilarious. So I'm excited to introduce you to her. Unless she shared this and you have no idea who I am, then nice to meet you. I appreciate you guys. Listen, let's be friends on social media at Scotty K on air. It's a really fun conversation we had, so we'll jump into it with Kenzie K.
We need more laughs on the show.
What up? What's poppin'? Hey, yo, who ready to meet the new girl?
You ever punched a guy in the face?
Yes.
Go on.
When?
Were there multiple times?
Ooh, this is nice.
I know, right?
Like, this hurts. I want hot chocolate. And I'm like, half the guys I've dated, I have more money than, so I'm obviously a shitty gold digger. I'm not very good at it.
Why are you acting weird?
That's my job.
I'm gonna say a lot of things today that aren't correct. Like, don't do anything I'm talking about. But, bitch, let me find a ladder. I swear to God.
Kenzie K.
What's happening?
Middays.
Mm-hmm.
B96. 10 to 2?
10 to 2.
I almost said 10 to 3, but then I realized it's 2:15.
And I'm up here.
And that wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm really good. I'm excited to be on your podcast to see you working all the time.
Oh, it feels like all we just talked about how no days off is a thing.
Right.
Especially in this. Did you go skiing? Did I see that for your first time this weekend?
Yo, what a, yeah, I did.
Okay. Well, so that's your first time?
It was my first time. I knew how to snowboard.
Oh, you did? Okay.
And I haven't done snowboarding.
And you're a Florida girl. Aren't you? Is that where
from
you're originally
North Carolina,
from?
North Carolina, and then moved to here from Florida.
Okay, I thought you were born in Florida.
I know, so. And my boyfriend was like, I'm so proud of you, you stepped out of your comfort zone. I go, forget that. Right. I've done cliff diving, I've done surfing.
Oh.
I'm like, it's not a comfort zone thing. I don't like being cold for 7 hours. I don't understand. Like,
well, were you cold the whole time? Because that means you weren't dressed right.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna give it to you straight. You screwed up.
I ordered stuff off Amazon. I didn't have any winter gear. I even had to text someone like, "Do you wear pants under snow pants?" Like, I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you do. I snowboard. I see. I don't. Everybody ever since now that I moved back to Chicago since. I was in Atlanta and Texas. They're like, oh, well, anytime we're there, we're like, oh, you, it's okay. It's cold. You're from Chicago. No one likes to be cold.
No.
I don't like to be cold, but I like being bundled up. So I like when it's cold because I like to feel like I'm in a fort. So like I put lots of layers on and I have like the big coat and I cover my face. So I feel like I'm like in a fort. And that's what I like. I feel protected.
You can be like in a fort and fall. Like, I'm good.
No, it's too hot then.
It's a little windy. That's fine. I'll put a scarf on.
No,
that's good enough. It's a good enough fort.
Okay, before we find out how the first time skiing went, because I'm assuming it was different than snowboarding, because I don't know how to ski. I know how to snowboard.
It's
different?
It's polar opposite, and that's the problem, and I didn't know that.
Can I ask you a question that I'm sure you've gotten before, and I just need to know the answer?
Okay.
How do you wear gloves?
Oh, my God.
Is that a question you get a lot? Because
for the most part, yes. Yes, it is.
If you don't know, Kenzie has, how long are your nails?
I don't know. I can click them.
They're like two, they got to be an inch and a half long, right? At least.
I guess. I don't measure them.
And we've talked about this before, but you do an impressive job. See, I don't hate on it. I think it's cool. It's your style. It's like self-expression. I think whatever. It's cool. I just have a hard time going through my day normally. That I feel like giving yourself a handicap is a terrible
but
idea.
But they're not. Like, that's the thing is everyone's like, how do you do stuff?
Right.
I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I don't understand because my fingers are available. So
right.
What do you...
Well, okay. So I understand the workarounds, right? Even the questions I had before, doing little things like typing, we use the pads or picking certain things or wiping your butt. I don't know. Things have got to be hard to do. But you find workarounds for those things.
Yes.
So my question with the gloves is... Do you have to buy like a size bigger?
Okay, so here's actually something I did discover this weekend.
Just the logistics of it.
So most of the time, you wear like cloth gloves are the most popular. I'm not walking around in like with those like industrial gloves.
Well, when you ski, you don't. You have like
the
bigger gloves.
Yeah, but that was my first time.
Okay, okay.
So
oh, you go ahead.
I normally am wearing cloth gloves and they do, they stretch. So there's like, yeah. You don't have to worry about it. Like cloth gloves have some give.
Okay.
So I did order for the first time ever like those whatever ones
ski
for
gloves.
Skiing.
Yeah.
They didn't fit great, and I should have went a size up. That's what I was thinking about.
So they were too small.
There was like little, like there was gaps. Like it made my fingers feel webbed because it was pushing up the gloves too much.
Because they weren't on all the way.
Yeah. So that, but I mean, it was fine. It was like, right. It just didn't give me the mobility that I would have liked to have while learning how to ski.
Were you scared that when you fall, because your instinct is to put your hands down when you fall, that you would?
Mine's not.
Okay. So you know how to fall. So you know how to fall, or you don't know how to fall. That's one of the two.
I don't know which is safer, but I never put my hands down.
You're not supposed to, because then you break your wrist.
Yeah, I don't do that. I fetal position when I fall every time.
Okay. Just out of fear or out of strategy?
If I trip on an escalator, fetal. Like, immediately. I look like a wombat. Like, it's so weird.
All right. Because I pictured the gloves. Like, you know when you're a little kid, And you put your hands inside your sleeves and you just put the glove in. You're like, try to play a prank on someone, like shake my hand. They grab the glove and there's nothing there. That's what I feel like it would be trying to shake your hand with gloves on because it looks like your fingers go an extra inch and a half. And so
but
you grab and you're like, there's
so,
no finger.
Like, thick. Like it feels like okay. Something still.
Okay. Okay. I was just curious.
Yeah.
So you should have gone a size bigger.
I should have gone a size bigger. That
things
was a
I
new
wonder
lesson.
About you.
It was a lesson. It's fine.
Yeah, I have direct access to you, so I have to ask the questions I wonder.
Every time I see you have a question about my nails, it's like, it's fascinating.
I'm impressed by you. I'm not, I don't think, I really am. I think it's an impressive thing. Like I said, to me, it would be a handicap. To you, you crush it.
And it's part of my soul. It's part of who I am.
I don't believe it's your resources, it's your resourcefulness in life, and I think you are very resourceful when it comes to figuring out how to get through your day with those.
Yeah.
Because it could be painful, and you could break them a lot, but you don't.
I don't.
And that's impressive.
I take good care of them. Thank you.
Okay, so skiing. Let's go back to the mountain.
Here's my thing. I like adventure.
Yeah.
I went on a day that was too cold, and I think that was one of the problems. It was very windy. And too cold for me means there is snow. So I don't know if skiing is ever for me.
I was wondering what too cold meant when it became too...
Okay, it's frustrating. I did snowboard. So I'm from North Carolina. Right. I lived in Minneapolis for a little, like a pocket of time.
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of snow there. It's cold there.
I do not like it. Okay. So I learned how to snowboard because all the cool kids apparently did that in Minneapolis. I didn't do it well. And skiing...
Does that mean douchebags? Is cool? Is that what that means?
I was just trying to get bullied less. So I like
say
snowboarded.
Say words like dank and...
And no. I didn't do that. But it was funny because like my family didn't really have a lot of money and everybody else in Minnesota is like loaded. It's crazy.
It's an expensive sport.
And I bought my snowboard from a garage sale.
Nice.
And it was covered in 93X stickers, which is a radio
station.
It's
like an old rock station.
It's
got to be a rock station.
It's
okay.
An old rock station in Minnesota. And every time somebody asked me why I did that, I said it was because they sponsored me. And then I'd proceed to fall down the entire hill. It was so bad.
They sponsored like it's not instead of the Red Bull.
Yeah, sponsored me. Yeah.
Red Bull sponsors the good ones. The 93X sponsors everybody.
It was like a Make a Wish or something. It's awful.
A pity sponsorship.
No. So the problem with skiing is that it's the polar opposite of snowboarding. So in snowboarding, you kind of like lean back when you want to stop.
Yeah, you lean up the mountain.
Yeah. Well, in skiing, you lean forward the whole time. And then in snowboarding, you lean the direction you want to turn.
Right.
And in skiing, you put your weight on the opposite foot. So if you want to turn left, you put your weight on the right. And I was getting some muscle memory, but it's like the wrong muscle memory.
Right.
So I struggled. And it's like an event. And I was like this with snowboarding too. Okay, you get all the gear and you put all of it on and you drive all the way out there and then you drag yourself to a ski lift and then you sit on a cold-ass ski lift and then you get off and then you spend 3 seconds gliding down a hill. And I'm like, It's a lot of stuff.
A lot of the mountains around here. Now they're great for like quick, you know, go up there, have kind of a fun day at the hill.
Mm-hmm.
But it's different than going to like a Colorado mountain or we went to like Whistler in Canada. Like,
yes.
Because it does take a half an hour to get down some of those mountains. These hills are more like it takes maybe a couple minutes to get down and then and to go. So it's a different experience. Not
yes.
that it's better or worse, but it's definitely a different experience.
Now, before I get in trouble, I will say I've gone tubing there and love it. Okay.
Tubing's fine.
I
yeah.
will say the ski instructors were great people. I'm just not good at it.
Yeah.
And I loved going and having hot chocolate and Bailey's like in the chalet.
Well, it's Wilmot Mountain, right?
Things, yeah.
Yeah. And
there's
that's such a fun place to go.
Yes. There's parts of it that are awesome. Like there really is like anything for anybody.
Yeah.
Okay. But like, I'm not super talented at that. And I found that out.
Oh. So did you stay on the bunny hill? Did you take it up to like a blue or green?
I stayed on the bunny hill.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, like I got it. I got it. But once again, bad weather day and it was freezing. And they said that the hills had iced over and they took us up. They took us up there and it was a struggle because you couldn't really stop or turn because it was all ice. You're like down the whole hill. And I started falling once I got up there.
Yeah.
And I get really bitchy once like I fall a couple times. Once I've like hit my limit, like I'm aware
it's
of
exhausting.
It.
It's exhausting.
And I go, like, we're done. We're fucking going inside.
Right.
Like, it's over.
Yeah.
And my poor boyfriend's like, oh, okay. Okay, like, why everyone go inside? I'm like, it's over. Take your boots off. Like, it is done.
It can be very frustrating.
Oh,
it's
my God.
True.
I get like that when I fail at anything repeatedly, yeah. I'm over it.
Especially when you're cold and it feels like someone's just been picking you up and slamming you against a mountain for 5 hours.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm like, this hurts. I want hot chocolate. I was so upset.
And that,
I'm like
and that's
a toddler.
Payoff. No, you're not though. I think more people are like that than you realize.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. I get really frustrated because especially with things like that. So like that or like certain mountain climbing, if I get really frustrated, you're doing it over and over and you keep going, but you're getting more tired as you go, so it makes it harder to actually accomplish it. So you are never reaching that goal.
And falling down when you snowboard, super easy to get up. Falling down when you ski is an event.
Really?
Okay, because what are you supposed to use? You can't, like, get up on a foot. You can't, because all you do when you fall down when you snowboard is you can pop up easy or unclip one of your boots in 3 seconds. You can't do that when you ski.
See,
like,
I don't know.
You got these massive platypus feet. How the hell... Dude,
I just picture you
so long. I was like, go down the hill, come back up, and then find me here because like I could not get up, and I just wanted to like roll down it. I was so sad.
So you just slide down, sitting on your skis,
yeah,
just pushing yourself down.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do. No. It was hard.
Will you go again? Will you go skiing again?
I will go again because one, it is fun before you get really frustrated.
Yeah,
and I do. I like to be good at things. It's
yeah.
One of my downfalls as a person.
Sure.
So I can't leave being like, that I wasn't good at that.
You're not
I'm
taking
not
an L
be,
on
yeah,
that one. Yeah,
like,
you're not taking an L.
Fuck this mountain. I'm going to beat this mountain's ass. Like, I swear to God.
I love that. When we went to Whistler up in Canada, these are like giant mountains. This was my fiance's first time ever on a ever skiing. She grew up in Florida, lived in Atlanta, lived in Texas. That's it.
My kind of girl.
Right. Yes. This is her first Chicago winter, too. So we went up there, and I've snowboarded for a long time now. We went with a friend of hers who's skied her whole life. And so we're like, it'll be fine. She can teach you to do it. She's taught a lot of people. It'd be great. I'm like, okay, cool. This won't be so bad. We'll take it really easy. She was on the bunny hills, did her thing, kind of learned the pizza thing with, how to stop and all that. And then finally, there was the next morning or the next day. Maybe it was the same day. I think it was the same day. We were like, oh, we got to go up the mountain because halfway up the mountain, there's like a waffle place that's supposed to have incredible waffles. Like, cool.
Sounds
great. Hot chocolate waffles, the whole thing with a view. But the only way to get there is to take the ski lift up. And then obviously to get down, you have to ski down.
Yeah.
So to get there, you have to go higher than the waffle place and then ski down to the waffle place, which is about halfway. So now, mind you, my fiance is just on the bunny hills. Now, we go up this mountain and we're like, oh, this is going to be, I think it's an easy green. You'll be fine. You can take it real slow. It's not. It's like a hard blue.
Oh,
and so
no.
We get to the top of the mountain and I get to the edge before she even got like... Or after she fell off the ski lift and got her skis back on, I went to the edge to be like, okay, to look at, see what our situation is. And it drops off. And I knew that when you talk about how frustrated you get, like, I knew that was going to be the situation we were in. I was like, okay, we're getting in a fight today.
I'm losing a fiance.
Yeah, we're getting in a fight today.
We'll be back on the market after this.
Getting waffles, losing a girl.
Yeah.
this is my life now.
Get extra waffles.
Oh my God. And I kid you not, it took hours to get down that mountain.
Yeah.
And so she had to kind of sidestep all the way down. And it was a sidestep, sit down, cold, in the snow. And I'm trying to go 20 feet behind her so no one behind hits her. And eventually, just fucking go. I don't want to do this. I was like, and then I try to help. Don't help me. You're right.
Feel like a toddler. Yeah. It's like, don't fucking sympathize with me. Go. Leave me alone, you jackass.
Exactly.
Like, you did this to me.
So while you were telling that story, I was having PTSD of...
You're texting your fiance, like, you've been a good day, honey.
Yeah, just want to say I love you. No reason. No reason at all.
Just care.
Let's get hot chocolate and waffles later. It'll be fine. So you had fun. That's good.
Yeah. It's just a lot, dude. And it's when you fail, and you always... It's always the guy who's like, oh... You got it, and that... Don't coddle me! Yeah. I know I don't have it.
You said you went base jumping?
No, or was cliff it, diving.
Cliff diving, okay. Cliff diving, how high was that cliff? Into water? Is that what
yeah,
that is?
That's into when water. You, okay. So I climbed... I did it like I shouldn't have, so it wasn't like a cliff diving site with guided.
Oh, God. So you just saw a cliff and some water and went for it.
This is so bad. So I went hiking in Puerto Rico. I sprained my ankle. Really bad.
Who are you, Vin Diesel?
I'm the worst. I get so injured doing everything.
Okay.
I always come back busted. So I was hiking in Puerto Rico.
But nails intact.
Yeah, didn't break a nail though. What's happening? And I still was like, oh my God, I don't want to miss out. Because we came across this huge waterfall.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think I can climb that. And everyone got super mad. They're like, you can't climb that. You have a sprained ankle. I'm like, no, I'll take my boots off so I can get better grip. And
also, it's a waterfall.
Yeah, I climbed a waterfall freehand with a sprained ankle and then jumped off of it into the water. Almost broke my leg because the problem is, the reason they do certain cliff diving sites is when the rock goes really far out and then the rest of the cliff goes in.
Yeah.
This didn't do that. It had rocks sticking out in the middle and I almost clipped one. Like the video of me doing it, I'm literally grabbing my feet to try to pull away from the rock. So bad.
Oh my, mid-air, you realize
you're going
down.
I'm going to hit this rock. So I tried to I literally pull my feet in. Like you hear a little scream.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but it was so fun.
My fear with that is that the water wouldn't be deep enough or that there's rocks in there that you can't see.
I knew it was. I knew that. Okay. Well, that, I didn't know about the rocks.
You didn't see the rocks that were in the air, let alone under the water.
Yeah, I know. That was it was not a cleared site. So don't do that. I would love to go cliff diving again on a cleared site.
Sure. What else have you done the extreme
that
stuff?
Are bad?
I like it. I like that kind of stuff too, and it drives my fiance crazy.
I've gone mountain climbing, rock climbing. I love mountain climbing in Washington.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
my
gorgeous.
Gosh.
The Pacific Northwest, Washington State, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah. I heard it's gorgeous up there.
It is the dopest area. I really want to cliff dive there. And it is in the movie Twilight that they cliff dive there because I did go to Forks
is that
and LaBush.
That's why.
And I really wanted to do it, so I'm like, I'm gonna go out there. I'm gonna cliff dive the werewolves.
Right.
I was so excited, and they don't clear it up
the
there.
The werewolves. maybe I'll catch myself a vampire.
Meow.
What's that dude with the abs? Where was that guy?
Right. I was Team Jacob, but don't even get me started.
Oh yeah.
So
that's the guy with the abs, right?
Well, they both have them.
Oh, well, with the werewolf guy.
I'm a werewolf person.
Got it.
If I had to date a werewolf or a vampire, I'd date
a
werewolf.
Yeah, sure. I get it. I don't get it.
It's more manly. I don't know.
Is it than a vampire? Okay.
Yeah. I felt like the vampires were really sensitive in that movie. And
yeah, there was a lot of feelings happening with them. Yeah,
and
okay.
I feel like I already kind of act a little bit like a guy because I grew up with all brothers and I just have that.
Yeah.
And so I can't be more manly than the guy in the relationship.
Do you think that's why you're into such extreme things because of your brothers?
Were they, probably, yeah. yeah.
Were they throwing
rough.
You off things a lot?
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
Oh, this feels natural.
Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah, I got kicked out a few stairs. I wrestled with my brothers.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was bad.
You ever punched a guy in the face?
Yes.
Go on.
When?
Oh, were there multiple
yes.
times?
For sure.
My
why?
Bad. I should have been more specific.
Yeah,
that's
for
right.
sure. Why?
I just see you as somebody that if somebody
would probably do that.
Well, yeah. That you don't take shit from anybody.
Yeah.
And if somebody mouthed off, why did you hit some?
I mean,
bloody nose, broken face.
No,
or just,
my problem is that when. And I don't do this anymore. I'm a sophisticated woman now. I don't really fight like that anymore. But I used to fight all the time. And when
but you
I was
will
younger,
if you have to.
Yeah, I would still win if I had to. But No, when I was younger, I was just a lot scrappier. And, like, when guys would, like, be really inappropriate at clubs, or, like, I got in a fight with a guy at a DJ booth once, and, like, security had to, like, pick me up like a little chihuahua and, like, go set me down. Because I'm like, I'll come up there. Like, I don't care. Like, it'll be, like, 6'8", and I'm like, bitch, let me find a ladder. I swear to God. You better hope I don't.
Probably in, like, a tight dress or something.
Yeah, like, I don't even care. Like, that's the problem.
Taking
when
off
I get
your
that
earrings.
Mad. Yeah. No, my poor boyfriend has definitely been like, you can't do that in Chicago. And I'm like, I won't. Calm down.
Yeah.
But then, like, he knows. Like, I get mouthy, so...
Well, my fiance's kind of not as scrappy in the club, but she definitely doesn't put up with shit. And she will say something and doesn't, whether it's on the train, somebody's pushing or something, even something simple like that. And I'm like, you just got to be careful here. Like, you can't, I had the same conversation with her and your boyfriend had with you. It's like, it's not worth getting shot over. It's not.
I know, but like, I guess I just have always had, and this bet, it's not right. I'm going to say a lot of things today that aren't correct. Like, don't do anything I'm talking about, but I've just.
All the kids listening.
Yeah, like, don't do it. Don't have, like, it's not like, oh, I'm so cool because I don't care. I don't give a shit. Like, I don't know. I got bullied a lot when I was young, and I started getting really scrappy because of that. Yeah, so I got super scrappy to a point where maybe I shouldn't have been.
What did you get bullied over?
Oh my God, everything. I didn't get bullied in North Carolina, I got bullied in Minnesota.
Okay.
And when I moved.
How old were you?
I probably started getting bullied around 13, 14.
Okay, those teenage years. Yeah,
it was awful. A bad time to like move as well.
So you were the new kid, is that?
Yes, and there were like so many rumors about me because everybody was like blonde hair, blue eye, I'm not those things, size zero, I'm none of these things.
Right.
And there's like rumors about me, they're like, oh, what island are you from? I'm like, island? Like people said that I like talked in like clicks.
Like they were like, North
Carolina. I'm like, I'm from North Carolina, what are y'all talking about? Like I don't understand, people said like I wouldn't speak English, like people come like bang drums near me.
I think you're from like South Africa or something like that.
I don't know because I wasn't part of these rumors, which like also wouldn't be bad. So why would you bully someone just because they're from a different country? I mean, none of it made sense, any of it. So I'm like, okay.
Being a teenager is hard enough, let alone.
Oh my gosh. And then like I was just curvier because I feel like in North Carolina, everyone's collectively just decided to be 10 pounds overweight so we can eat fried chicken. Like we've all accepted it. And you know, I went to Minnesota and everyone's just like, super tiny, and like I developed quickly, like as an individual. So I'm like, oh God, like I mean, I got made fun of all the time for my weight and everything. And then later in life,
that's so sad.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
No,
that sucks.
Oh,
yeah.
No, but later in life, I just got super scrappy because of it. Because instead of like for a while, I was like, I was sad and disappointed in myself and like, oh, I'm not good enough. You have that mentality. Sure. You're young. And then later I was like, bitch, what did you just say to me? Like, I got way over it. Later.
Yeah, good for you. That's how long did you get over it in the moments or did that come way later?
It came a lot later.
Yeah. Like through after high school, during high school?
Probably near the end of high school.
What was high school like for you?
Was
high school hard?
I hated high school.
Really?
I ditched every day. I had truancy officers like come because, but the thing is, I still had really good grades. I had A's and B's.
Yeah.
I would come at the end of school and pick up my homework from teachers and leave.
Yeah. So you were smart and you weren't challenged during school. And then on top of it being a bad social situation, you're like, I don't have to do this here.
Yeah. I didn't want to deal with it. Yeah. I begged over and over again to not be in classes, to change schools. I was miserable at school. Ugh. People did evil things to me and it was awful. People tell me I should kill myself. Like, I had a rough high school. So, I did not want to be there.
You know, and that was a different climate. How long? I don't even know how old you are.
I'm 24.
Okay, so what,
so
8 years
I graduated in 2013.
Okay. Yeah, so not even that long ago, but still even the climate then was different with conversation about bullying and all that stuff too.
Yeah, like now there's a lot of no tolerance for it, and then that was not it at all. So
it made it... The focus at that point was probably more on you and all the things you were doing wrong and not going to school and not like why that was happening.
She doesn't show up. Like,
just being disobedient, but not why. Why?
Yeah.
No one asked you why.
Yeah, exactly. Huh. And I was just, I thought I was doing these kids a favor because I wasn't fighting them. You know, I'm like, you're welcome for not coming today because no one's on a stretcher.
Because I would have beat your ass.
Yeah,
right.
I'm like, you're welcome. Yeah. So I don't know. I just caught a lot of slack, but like, it's fine. I wasn't very good at high school, but I always say I'm pretty good at real life. So that's worked out better for me.
They're definitely two different skills.
Exactly. Yeah. So I don't care. And it may give me like such tough skin for working in media.
Right.
It takes so much to bother me.
Especially as a woman. Media is hard as it is, but then being a woman in this industry, too.
It takes so much to bother me. Like, people, the amount of crap I get all day just on social media, just from, like fake accounts, or probably girls I went to high school with or whatever, and it doesn't bother me, like, in the slightest. Like, I never care.
You know, I got a text message, or a Facebook message yesterday. So, I have a friend who, when I was in Atlanta, she was Miss Georgia, and she did a lot of, she was in school for journalism, did a lot of publicity, and we did stuff with her on the show, and we did a lot of charity, so we became friends. So there's a lot of videos and pictures of us online, and now she's like a sports reporter in Detroit, just killing it, crushing it. She's
awesome.
Like the biggest
Love
heart,
it.
Nicest person in the world. But there were some rumors that, I guess, and this was just last night, that came out. I guess at Us Weekly said she was dating Blake Griffin, so there was like this big article. It's like,
oh god,
Blake Griffin dating sports reporter Brooke after breakup with Kylie, like still tying her back to Kylie. I was like, what is happening? And so tabloids reached out to me because they must have gone back and found, you know, pictures or videos, and hey, started asking me all these questions about her smoking and drinking and who she was. And I was like, I literally said this back to him. I go, first of all, you're asking the wrong person. Second of all, can't a girl just be great at her job and you not give a shit about who she's dating? And then I didn't get a response. And I was, it's a different world for men and women, especially in media.
It 100% is, like, all the time. Like, every time I've ever gotten a gig or gotten this or gotten this, like, the response is, well, like, who'd she sleep with?
Right.
I mean, that's the energy you get, especially being, like, young in a lot of these markets. I've always gotten that. Or, God forbid, you do date someone when you get there. It's like, oh, she's using them, or she's a gold digger, or she's this. And
most,
like,
of the time it comes from guys that wish you chose them to do that. Like,
God. It's just
you
so
wish.
Pathetic.
You wish.
And I'm like, half the guys I've dated, I have more money than, so I'm obviously a shitty gold digger. I'm not very good at it. Like, I'm like, what the hell? It's so wild, dude.
You're looking for the guy that, he's rich on the down low. Right?
Yeah. I'm like, who do you guys think I'm dating?
Right.
Like, what is...
You know, and there's a huge misconception. They also think, too, that a lot... Like, they think most people on radio are super rich.
Oh, my God.
Like, and that gets us, I don't know about you, gets me in trouble a lot too, in the fact that you go places and, like, you are looked to pay for things or go to these really expensive events and you're like, yo, I can't just go drop $1,000 for no reason because we don't have it like that.
A lot of these events are like gowns and this. And I'm
the
like,
galas.
I can't stop having galas, people.
You know,
like,
what?
I just want to wear a dress from Forever 21. Like, leave me alone.
You know what my fiance does? Because we do a lot of those, and I know you do a lot of charity stuff too. Is she does that Rent the Runway? Have you done that? She loves
it. I have
it,
but you know why I'm so scared?
Why?
I don't think I'm going to fit in it because I don't think that I've, like, when I imagine renting an outfit off the runway,
right,
I don't imagine that fitting me. So I'm so scared to try it. I'm like, I don't want to have to tell people I was too fat for Rent the Runway.
Well, okay, so for this, and this is not me trying to, like, mansplain something, but this is my understanding of how the whole thing works because I try to ask a lot of questions, just be informed. But she gets to not only get the size that she thinks she wants, but also a second backup size in case something doesn't.
Okay, because it doesn't fit?
Because it doesn't fit. Because all, you know, the different, whatever, designers are different sizes, right? So I get that. But then you can also see, and you can also, I think, then get another backup dress or backup outfit. But she can see pictures, too, of people wearing them. So different size people, how they're shaped, what size they wore.
Okay.
So there's...
I do. I
it
gotta
might work.
Get on it.
It's,
okay.
I think it's a great... I was just saying, it's a great... It works really well for her because it's expensive to try and buy outfits.
So expensive.
I got called out the other day. We had a concert, and I wore a shirt that I had worn... I haven't worn it since August. It happened to be a day that we took, like, a bunch of promo pictures here. And they had posted these pictures up on the TVs while we were there. And somebody at the bar goes, oh, yeah, hey, is that the shirt you're wearing in the picture? I'm like, oh, fuck me. Yeah, I guess it's the only outfit I have. I don't
know. Social media has deeply ruined my closet. And I honestly have been out with my friends before and they've asked for a picture. And I've said no. I'm like, I have to wear this next week. So no. My friends have asked for pictures with me. I go, no, you're not allowed to fucking take a picture with me
because
I gotta wear this in a week. So absolutely not.
It's a real thing.
Because I'm gonna hear about it and I'm not gonna go buy a new outfit right now.
It's a real thing.
It is. Social media has destroyed our closets.
So rent the runway.
Okay.
Do it. I feel so weird being like telling you.
Telling me about Rent the Runway? But, I know. People keep telling me I have to do it. And like I've been so scared to be like, I was too fat for Rent the Runway. But I'll try it.
I love it. All right. I wanted to do this. So I brought this up to you earlier about doing this kind of game/bit. But I read a whole article about how they do pre-show interviews on like late night shows when you go to Jimmy Fallon. They have, you know, whoever, Gwyneth Paltrow, right? And she sends four or five stories or that she's like, oh, these will kill. This will make me look great while we do. These are great stories. And so they said, and then they pick which ones they're going to do. So I said, let's come up with four headlines and then each, and then we'll go ahead and we'll pick like one or two and then we'll save some for later just to hear the story based upon the the headline of your story.
You did leave out the, these will make me sound great, because I picked all stories that are probably not going to make me sound stellar.
It doesn't matter if they sound great. They just have to be good stories. That's
okay,
all. That, yeah,
okay,
they
okay.
don't have to make you sound great.
These are could not be a like secret... my best promo stories, I would like to clarify, because that's going to not represent me well.
Or it could be a secret skill you have too.
No, I don't have any of those.
Okay, do you want me to go first or you want to go first?
I don't, you can go. Let's go. Let's see what you got.
Okay. The first one I put up here is the weirdest thing about doing American Ninja Warrior that didn't happen until it was over. I got the cops called on me for an embarrassing reason. My dad got hit in the nuts by a goat during the most important moment, one of the most important moments of my life. And the last thing is I got punched in the face by a Blackhawks hockey player. So those are my four.
Okay, I wanted to know about the goats and the nuts.
Okay. Okay. So this happened when I was proposing to
it. No!
So the proposal happened in Texas. One of our favorite dates that we went to was when we were still in Georgia. We went to this like North Georgia petting zoo, and she loves animals. Like, I know that if it came down to it, I'm sleeping on the floor, the dogs are on the bed. I get it, right? And so I took her to hang out with these baby animals. And it was a baby animal farm. They had everything, kangaroos, goats, you name it. And this was like the best day of her life. So when I was going to propose, I was like, oh, I should involve that in some way. So I found like a baby farm or baby animal, whatever it was. But it was like some kind of petting zoo farm that had baby animals. And I was like, this will be great. We'll go do this for the day. And my son, who was living in Chicago at the time, my dad had brought him down to Texas so he could be there for it. And I was able to plan the whole thing around it. So we are all going to this baby goat farm. So the whole idea was that my son had this little, had a locket that on the inside, when it opened, it said, marry us, and it had a picture of two of us. Because it's really important that she knew, like, it was us. Mm-hmm. And so he was going to say, hey, I found this thing on the ground, what, you know, and give it to her, and she was going to open it, and then I was going to be on one knee with a ring behind her. First of all, my son tries to give her this locket. She is so enthralled by these goats. She wants nothing to do with it. She just points, well, honey, go give it to somebody that works here.
Oh,
somebody
no.
might lost it.
Oh, no.
And my son at this point, he is, so he was 9 years old.
Yeah.
Has no ability to improvise at this point.
Right.
No idea what to do. Cool. Okay. We'll hold it up. It looks at me and we point, we're like, go try again. So he goes back over to her and she's playing with the goats, does it again. And she goes, no, honey, go give it to someone else. And he goes, no, you should really take it. She goes, no, just go give it to somebody. Kind of turns around. And he just kind of tosses it to her. So she has to catch it and then skips away to go play with the goats. And finally she opens it and realizes what was happening. So I didn't know this was until the end. Watch, there was video of this whole thing. And so on the video, not only are there just like, I have goat food in my hands. She is holding goat food. I have a ring, hoping the goat doesn't, like, what could go wrong, right?
Right.
Hoping the goat doesn't eat the ring. It's a disaster.
Yeah.
So it was like a beautiful disaster. And so what I saw later in the video, in the background, was a goat. My dad's trying to videotape, not great with technology, but still had goat food like in his hands. And so a goat goes full force, runs at my dad while I'm giving her the ring.
Oh my God.
And all you hear is, oh! My dad had gotten full force speared in the junk by a baby goat while I was proposing.
That's fantastic.
And that's the story.
And that's in the video?
That's in the video. It's in the background of the video. I'll have to show it to you because it is a beautiful disaster of everything that happened.
Yeah.
But it worked out. And it was wonderful. We're here. We're getting married.
That's
and it's a
so
thing.
Fantastic. Oh my God, that's the best.
There were a lot of things in that story, but my favorite part was that my dad actually got hit in the nuts by a goat.
The goat food was...
You do your headlines now?
So, slippery chair, important meeting.
Okay.
First impressions matter. Ayo, where's the new girl? Spelling bee, a lesbian. And Carmichael in detention.
Let's go with first impressions.
Okay, so this is very recent.
Okay.
And you were there, actually.
Oh, I was there?
So the office, Chris, we have a new GM that I hadn't met.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So we had an office Christmas party where she was going to get introduced. I haven't seen a picture of her. I haven't heard her name. I haven't heard anything. Now, she's like the boss of this building. All of us, our boss's boss, right? Like, right. Important. So I walk in for the Christmas party and I pass my friends who are standing with some people. I'm like, what up? What's poppin'? Hey, yo, who ready to meet the new girl? And I keep walking because that's just me. So about 10 minutes later, we're all standing there getting ready to meet the new girl. And the girl that I yelled that at walks on stage to introduce herself as the new GM of our company. And I went up to her after and I'm like, I am so sorry. And I go, I'm really professional 10 to 2.
But in those times where we could lose our license or lose money, I'm really good,
I'm
I swear.
Really, like, on my shit. And just so you know.
She seems someone that would be pretty straight with that, though. Was she cool?
Yeah, she was cool about it. She just laughed. Yeah, I mean, I'm probably going to get fired in like a week. But she was so nice.
That's so funny. I like that's how you walk in a room, too. Like, what's popping?
Like, I was ready to have a blast.
Yeah, you came in like it was a Cardi B release party. Like,
I know. Like, it was a Christmas party. Let's get it. Like, I was ready. I brought Coquito. I'm like, it's going to get lit. It was like a lot of bad first impressions all at once.
Do you speak Spanish?
I used to be really good at it. Now I'm like rough Spanish.
Okay. Because when somebody speaks Spanish fluently, there's the accent that goes along with it. That's why you could tell like a stupid white guy trying to speak Spanish. I get it.
Yeah.
But that's why I was wondering. So you used to speak it fluently?
Yeah.
Where did you learn Spanish?
I learned it like just from like school.
Just school.
My brothers are good at it. Like people in my family good at it. So, you know, just like around and then living in Florida, I used it a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm just, I don't use it a lot. So it's not as great. I can like have a conversation with somebody, but I'm not fluent.
I think it's an incredible, another language is one of the things that, there are three things that I wish I had started when I was a kid and continued through my adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
One, play piano. Two, done gymnastics. And three, learned another language.
Well, all good things.
I did learn another. I learned Spanish. I don't remember any of it.
Well, the problem was when I became fluent in Spanish, and I was really good at it, or mainly fluent. I don't know if I could have like read every book in the world or something, but like really good at Spanish.
Yeah.
I wanted to learn a third language, and I started doing sign language, and that's when I started forgetting a lot of Spanish because it was hard to keep up studying all of them. But like now, I'm decent at sign language and decent at Spanish, so I'm like, whatever.
That's amazing. How do you use them at all?
I use sign language.
Do you?
Sign language has come in handy. When I went to Mexico, I used a little bit of Spanish, which was good, obviously.
When do you use your sign language?
I've met deaf people, which has really helped. Because I host clubs and bars and
Isn't
all that.
Isn't it amazing when you, and I'm sure they are probably surprised because most people can't do sign language.
Right.
And I think it's such a special thing to be able to communicate with somebody like that.
Yeah.
Somebody that has a challenge of communicating their whole, it's probably a big sigh of relief.
Right, when I think it's cool when you go somewhere that maybe isn't in the community, so you're not expecting to be able to communicate, you know, so to go somewhere outside that community and then, you know, meet someone who speaks sign language, it's helped me when I used to waitress when I was in college, I had people come in, you know, who were deaf that I could communicate with, so it's a cool thing to know how to do.
I had a buddy that I grew up with, like elementary, junior high. Both his parents were deaf. Both kids were hearing fine.
Oh, wow.
And so both his parents were deaf. And it was really, really interesting because that was my first experience being, you know, that young, but being around somebody that the day to day had to deal with that.
Oh, like just seeing, the interaction and how you live and maneuver.
And it was amazing because it really wasn't a disability. You know, it really didn't hold them back from anything. And you think about those things, you think about the things we take for granted, like being able to hear things and see and be able to pick things up without worrying about breaking my nails. Like the things you take for granted, they're not disabilities in any way. But when you can communicate the way you do with them and just something simply as ordering, because I bet and that there are people that get frustrated, like, I can't understand you, or I don't know what you're ordering because they can't communicate the same way. Because people don't.
Some people aren't good with anything that's outside their normal bubble.
Yes.
Yeah.
So my brother writes children books, and he wrote a book called Do You Speak Fish? And so it's all about how everybody communicates differently,
right? Whether it's
That's
different
so
cultures.
Cool.
Yeah, so it was like a boy, I can't, the whole concept, but it was like a boy that was trying to talk to the fish and got frustrated. The fish couldn't understand him. Like, no, because you're not speaking fish. Like, mm-hmm. you can't get frustrated.
Absolutely.
This, right, and the whole thing, there's different
that's
animals.
That's a really important lesson. That's
right.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah, so that, and that's what I think about when you're talking about being able to do sign language. Now, you've learned to communicate in somebody else's world and zone, and how appreciative they probably are of you. I think it's so cool. I'm super jealous. That's,
yeah.
I'm super jealous.
Well, I think, like, if anybody wants to be able to communicate, like, even on a small basis, just learning how to fingerspell, like, learning the whole alphabet, yeah. because at a bare minimum, you could spell anything out then or
I could
read the letters.
Do the whole alphabet.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's so slow compared, and a lot of people that are deaf can read lips really well, and that's, like, way easier
yeah.
than me trying to spell out the word by, yeah. you know, letter by letter. So what do you think? Do you think that it would be better if I was with someone that was deaf to try to do the fingerspelling or just do what's
if they
like,
can read lips, then
right.
you don't need to slow down and spell every word.
Right.
But in a scenario, if it was like, which this probably wouldn't happen because of phones and all that, but say in an emergency, somebody needed something and you
sure.
guys couldn't break those barriers, then absolutely knowing how to fingerspell is super helpful.
I love that. What other skills do you have that?
You
have so many skills.
I don't.
What are you talking about?
I'm not a skilled person at all.
You could jump off cliffs and survive. You speak technically three languages.
No, rough. Very rough.
Well, that's still yeah. more than most people. That's impressive. I like
thank
that.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't think I have any like weird skills. I can twist my tongue to both sides, which I find out people can't do.
I think I can do that. My cousin can do like the... Everyone's doing it?
Hey. Without your teeth. You're dragging it under
oh,
your
yeah,
teeth.
Oh, yeah, I need help. It's like people that cross their fingers but have
I
to do
it. I thought everyone could do that. And I do that when I'm thinking. I twist my tongue around. And one day my friend is like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm just twisting my tongue. And she's like, what? And I'm like, not everyone can twist their tongue like in like all the way around. I didn't know that.
Can you do the hole? Where you, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I need to go.
Yeah.
I can't do the little shrivelly one. The
See,
clover.
That's my cousin can do that. I can't do that yeah. either. And I didn't know that everybody couldn't do the tongue, the tongue roll thing.
Taco.
Yeah, little taco taquito looking thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know that not
everybody
could do that.
I know. I figured that that's what everyone can do. No. So I got that. That's not a super impressive one.
I mean, you know, to the people that can't do it.
Yeah, right?
That's good. All right.
I don't think I got anything else. I'm
missing,
I don't know.
No, that's it. You'll have to think about it.
Yeah. I wouldn't have thought of anything else as a skill either, though, so I'm not...
if
I'm
when
not
we would have started.
I'm just trying to make it by people. Like,
I'm just trying to get through it. Okay, save those headlines, because we have to do this again, because that was
yeah.
really fun.
I know, I got more headlines for sure.
As do I.
Yeah, right?
They won't be as long.
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, my God. My stories aren't as
No, it was great. I felt like the reason we were at the goat farm was important.
Okay, that makes
right?
sense. Because it's so romantic, and then he gets like.
I was trying to look good at it, right? Yeah, I was trying to
that
look good.
That was a great story. I like my eyes watered. It was funny. It was funny.
I'll let my dad know.
Yeah, let him know I love his goat nut story.
All right, Kenzie K, 10-2, B96, and at Kenzie K, is there an on air in there somewhere?
Yeah,
is
at it just Kenzie K on air, one word.
Just one word.
A lot of people think my last name's Con Air, which is great.
I get that too. The Scotty K, the Con. My mom actually did that.
You're K.
Yeah, she's like, who's Con Air?
Yeah, everyone does that to me. They're like, Kenzie Conair? I'm like, what the fuck? How does it look like that? I never thought it looked like that.
No, so you have to capitalize the K, the O, and the A. I've learned that. Anyways.
Radio nerd stuff.
All right. Thanks, Kenzie.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. Feel free to share the podcast with your friends. And let's be friends on social media @ScottyK on air across all social medias.